The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with a velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles, and that imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 3448. We're in a part 7 of our discussion of the story mode of Jedi Fallen Order, which involves Cal going back to Kashyyyk to finally meet Tarful, and also includes some very uncomfortable conversations. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. And this, if you're catching the video version, is our senior producer, Indy, who I'm going to drop off camera. We're here to talk about Jedi Fallen Order. We're continuing our series of looks at the story mode, summarizing all the key points for you if you've never played it, or if you just can't play it, like is the case with me, with my own particular motion sickness on FPS games. But anyway, we're at part 7. We are heading back to Kashyyyk in this particular part of the story. Last we left things, Cal had been rescued from the Haxian Brood, and we have a couple of uncomfortable conversations that happen afterward. This is the part where Cal first gets to confront Seer after hearing the second sister reveal herself as Trilla, the former apprentice to Seer Jundah, and Seer says, you know, she'll say anything to you know, mess you up, basically. And they are interrupted in their conversation, in their very heated, or starting to get heated, conversation by an urgent message from Kashyyyk, where Mari, one of the partisans that had been with Saw Gerrera, says that they can get Cal a meeting with Tarful. Tarful, of course, is supposed to have some information on what Seer's master, Eno Cordova, was doing on Kashyyyk. And so they're going to go on their way, and Seer and Cal kind of look at each other and say, yeah, we'll continue our conversation later. Not necessarily sure why it has to be later at that point, because they got to go through hyperspace. They've got time, but yeah, they decide not to have that conversation just yet. Meanwhile, in another little interstitial thing, Grease wakes Cal up for a sound sleep to say, hey, I'm sorry about the stuff that happened with the Haxian Brood and whatnot. And you kind of get an idea that maybe Grease had something to do with it. Like, he has these gambling debts with the Haxian Brood, and maybe somehow Grease sold him out to try to bet on him and make some money and maybe help erase those gambling debts. Or maybe because Grease is tuning into all of these gladiatorial fights, that maybe somehow the Haxian Brood like tracked him and ended up snatching Cal up that way. It's hard to necessarily tell for sure, but Grease certainly seems to be a weak point when it comes to, you know, access to the Haxian Brood or their access to him and the gambling situation. So yeah, that's another uncomfortable conversation that happens as well. But to his credit, Grease does seem genuinely distressed by the situation that he created and genuinely regretful, and seems to make his peace with Cal as far as these things go. Then they arrive at Kashyyyk, and it turns out that the Inquisitorius has been to Kashyyyk in the interim. The Second Sister has been there and has made a bunch of partisans suffer. We find out that the Empire overran the partisans' position in the refinery, so everybody had to retreat to the Shadowlands, or at least everybody who decided to stay on Kashyyyk. Not everybody did. And that includes Saw Gerrera. Saw has retreated off-world, we are told. But there's still work to do on Kashyyyk, so Cal goes and finds where Mari and Tarful are and finds out that there's this thing, the Origin Tree, which is said to connect the core of the planet to the sky. The Origin Tree may have some wisdom that Enor Cordova was able to find, but it's going to take a lot of doing to get there. So in the process, it turns out that not all the Inquisitors have left the planet. The Ninth Sister is actually still on Kashyyyk and shows up in a TIE Reaper and has an initial confrontation with Cal, which just sends Cal flying, basically, and Cal is able to find another way up to the top of the Origin Tree that involves a mystical bird that he's able to heal because this bird helps Cal out by taking out the TIE Reaper. But then a piece of the ship gets stuck in the haunch of this bird, and Cal has to pull it out and give it one of BD-1's stim kit things, which then says, hey, that's great, I'll take you up to the top of the Origin Tree. It doesn't actually say that. There's, you know, a lot of bird chatter. The mythical Shio bird. And once Cal's at the top of the tree, he finds the place that triggers BD-1 to decrypt another one of Enor Cordova's holograms, where we find out that the Zepho Astrium, or a Zepho Astrium, was there at the top of the Wisdom Tree. It had been used by the Zepho Sages millennia ago, according to Cordova. And he says it's a piece of galactic history and that Tarful helped him find it. As a result, in this hologram, Cordova says that there's no need to go to Dathomir, that darkness had clouded every attempt at finding the Astrium inside somebody named Kojit's tomb, but that the Force provided a new path. So there is a tomb of another sage, this Zepho sage called Kojit, and this person's tomb is apparently not on Zepho, but is on Dathomir. But it seems that you, as the person playing the character of Cal Kestis in the game, you will have to go to Dathomir to find the Astrium, as it turns out. So at least now you know where you need to go to potentially hunt it down and, you know, hunt down that final sage's tomb. However, before you can leave, the Ninth Sister shows back up and there is a climactic fight between Cal and the Ninth Sister. In the midst of the battle, the Ninth Sister reveals to Cal that she was once a Jedi and says that, yeah, maybe I'll just capture you instead of killing you, and then I'll bring you in and then you'll crack like the rest of us did, because the Ninth Sister used to be a Jedi. And then she says, you know, it'll be the isolation and the torture and the mutilation, like all of this is the stuff that's going to break you down. Then you'll turn to the dark side of the Force and you give up your friends. And Cal says, no, I'm not going to do that, and manages to defeat the Ninth Sister. Basically, Force pushes the Ninth Sister out of this mythical bird's nest, and later on tells Seer that he defeated the Ninth Sister. He took out an Inquisitor, and you get the idea that maybe he killed this Inquisitor, but, you know, unless you see a dead body and you're told that dead body's dead, you know that this character isn't necessarily dead, just out of the way for now. Then, after the mission is complete and Cal is safely tucked away on the Mantis, there's another uncomfortable conversation, and Seer says that, yes, she did actually try to hold out as long as possible, but then this dark shadow came over her and it basically took her down and she came apart. What this dark shadow is, we don't know, but we're gonna find out eventually, is what I gather. But with this additional admission and with the benefit of his experience with the Ninth Sister, Cal says, hey, you went through the kind of thing that the Inquisitors went through and you didn't turn into one of them. So I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to trust you with this Jedi holocron that we are seeking out together. And so that's pretty much everything that you need to know about this particular portion of the story of Jedi Fallen Order. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. And if you don't mind, I'll just quickly mention that if you're looking for a gift to give to a Star Wars fan or to treat yourself during this holiday season, I hope you'll consider my Force Awakens unofficial trivia book, which is on Amazon for you to order. And I've got a short link for you. You can just go to sw7x7.com/TFA. That's for The Force Awakens, sw7x7.com/TFA. And that'll take you right to where the trivia book is on Amazon with more than 500 questions to test your knowledge about The Force Awakens. And I hope you like it and check it out. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast. As always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.